أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم نبعث من كل أمة شهيدا ثم لا يؤذن للذين كفروا ولا هم يستعتبون وإذا رأى الذين ظلموا العذاب فلا يخفف عنهم ولا هم ينظرون وإذا رأى الذين أشركوا شركاءهم قالوا ربنا هؤلاء شركاؤنا الذين كنا ندعو من دونك فألقوا إليهم القول إنكم لكاذبون وألقوا إلى الله يومئذ السلم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayat number 84 to 87 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamat, one particular aspect of Qiyamat, the Qiyamat of those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا. And on that day, the day of Qiyamah, we will resurrect from every ummah, from every nation, shaheedan, a shaheed, a witness. And that witness will be the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam of each nation. That Nabi will give evidence in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that happens, ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْذَنُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, then those who disbelieved will not be given permission. Not be given permission to make any excuses, not given any permission to justify, not any permission to even speak in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ, and they will not be able to repent on that day. On that day all the realities will be now in front of everyone. They will now realize the Qiyamah they denied is a reality, that Allah that they denied is true and al-haq. That whole scene of Qiyamah that they were mocking the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam about, all of that will be for real. The desire may come in their hearts that now is a time to make an excuse and to place our case in front of Allah and seek repentance. But repentance is not for akhirat, repentance is for this world. وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابِ, and when the disbelievers, the wrongdoers will see the azab. Ya al-azab will refer to the azab of the fire of Jahannam. فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ, that azab of Allah will not be eased upon them, will not be made lighter for them. وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ, and they will not be given respite. Some ulama say, as they see the fire of Jahannam, not even the time of a blinking of the eye, and they will be then casted into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us all. Now the next aspect, وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ, those who ascribe partners to Allah, those who made shirk, when they see the gods that they worshipped and they ascribe partners to Allah, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاءُنَا الَّذِينَ كُنَّا نَدْعُوا مِن دُونِكَ, they will say, O Allah, O our Rabb, these are the idols that we used to worship, leaving you out, in other words, in the world. Their whole objective will be that, see, these are our idols, this is what we worshipped. So either one of few scenarios, that they should be getting the double punishment because they caused us and they made us worship, or alternatively they would think here that maybe there's some recourse in the cause of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَأَلْقَوْ إِلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says, Allah will give these idols the power of speech. Even if it is, in those days, stone, in those days wood, in these days carved out of plastic or any other material that it will be, Allah will give them all the power to speak, and they will say, إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ, certainly you are liars. You are liars in that we never asked you to worship us. We didn't make ourselves gods, but you made yourselves gods. Even those that worship, for example, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is very clear that he was a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these gods will reply, إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ السَّلَمُ. Now they will fall down into humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, and they will want to make some kind of peace pact with Allah. They will try to make some treaty with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَظَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, and all that they fabricated will be lost to them. In other words, it will be of no avail to them. Here, the very, very important lessons that we learn. Who are we following? What are we following? Are we following Allah Rabbul Izzat? Is our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do we follow the idols of this world? All of that we need to take stock and introspect. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.